بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، when it comes to amal and good deeds after iman, which is very very important, therefore a believer, a mu'min, he always has his concern, his fikr, his worry, that my iman is intact, my iman is in place, that iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from me, I have that level of iman. And to achieve that level of iman is a constant fikr, is a constant effort daily. And after iman, then the fikr to do good amal. A very important ulama explain, they say that after doing the amal, to have the concern for the amal to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one is, I'm doing the amal. Shouldn't be complacency come that I'm here for Fajr Salah, I'm making dhikr, making dua, and it's accepted already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow a person to do amal, but whether it's acceptable in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that fikr, that concern every person should have. And the amal is only accepted when it's done in the sunnah way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So shaitan has different levels of how he attacks a person. First he will deter him, don't do the amal. And then he sees the person has his resolute in him, that he's going to do it. Then he'll allow him. And then he'll spoil the amal. Then he'll play with his sincerity also. But it's only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the way he's doing it sometime, in some way or the other he will attack insan. Entering the masjid also, he'll deter him, take him away. Don't come to the first surf. Don't sit and make dhikr. Don't make dua. Don't prepare. Talk to someone. Or something or the other he will try. Mustakbira ula. Don't get your first surf. These are different tricks of shaitan. But the concern is, ya Allah, you've done the amal with your fazal, your karam, with your permission and your grace and your mercy. Now to have the amal accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our elders are very, very worried about this. When Umar Palampuri rahmatullah alayhi once wrote to the Sheikh Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, who was his Sheikh, more than 30 years giving bayan Nizamuddin, what level of iman, effort of deen also. Then he writes to the Sheikh Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat, this fikr and this concern, this worry has gripped my heart. There's so many years of striving in the path of Allah, and just moving in that motion, moving all the time. Now finally, this thought has come to my mind, that if I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I find that there's zero in my records, not even two rakats of salah was accepted. But I was thinking, I'm so busy, all in the fikr of deen, but nothing was accepted. Because I never had this concern. The most important thing ulama say is to have this concern at least. By having this concern of my amal being accepted will remove the pride of the amal coming into my heart. Ya Allah, I'm not doing it, it is your tawfiq. If that concern doesn't come, then it means a person feels that I am doing it. I made it, I woke up early, I'm reading tahajjud, But once the concern comes, Ya Allah, I don't know. Ya Allah, you accept it from me, you allowing me to do it. So he says this concern has gripped my heart. If I go to the day of Qiyamah and there's nothing there, that the amal, the actions that you have done or you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's some amount of riya and sum'ah. Riya and sum'ah means riya, ostentation, where people will see me. Oh, there was sum'ah, people heard about it. So maybe I'm doing it for this, people heard my bayan, or they see, or they saw me giving a bayan also. So I got my share of some praises, so the effect of it, the reward of it, I've lost it. So the Shaykh Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was the author of Fazail Amal, Virtues of Amal, Virtues of Hajj, the 40 Salat and Salam he compiled, rahmatullah alayhi. So he replies and he writes back, he says, Mubarak to you, may Allah bless you, Wali Muhammad Umar Sahib. I am crying about this one concern in my heart, that Ya Allah, what if on the day of Qiyamah you haven't accepted one sajda of mine? I'm crying for one sajda to be accepted. Ya Allah, just accept one sajda, only for you and for nobody else. But this should be a concern for every one of us, whether from the imam, to the musalli, to the women at home, that we are doing these amal, ya Allah, accept it from us. That will keep us to slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because some amal we do in secrecy, some amal we have to do openly. Ulama use terms, ikhfa and izhar. Some amal are done ikhfa, meaning secretly, hiddenly. And they have to be done in that manner. Some amal are done with izhar, openly, like salah, hajj. They have to be done in that manner. And accompanied with that is sincerity or insincerity. So a person did the amal with ikhfa, hidden, secretly. Nobody knows about it. And with ikhlas also, with sincerity, nobody knows about it. Years later he speaks about something. And whether it was some hajj, he did some good amal, which was ikhfa'an, which was secret, hidden, nobody knew the amal he did. And then somebody comes to visit and he says, yes, tells his little son, bring the zamzam of my third hajj. Now that visitor had to know, I made three hajj already. That amal was hidden from that person. Then with sincerity, in one statement, he wrote off three hajj's reward. Because it was sincere, now he brought it into izhar, he made it apparent, and the sincerity went away. So it was done, it was already banked. But somehow in his life, shaitan tricked him and he had to say he did the certain thing. He built a certain masjid somewhere, donated there. Years later someone is speaking, mashallah, there's a big Islamic center now there. He said, gee, that project, I know about it. That time, alhamdulillah, Allah gave tawfiq. There's just few words. Already those thousands that he sent there have been wiped out. The person didn't know about it, it was hidden. And quietly he did the transfer of the money. With sincerity, years later, now he made it apparent. Insincerity came in there, the person came to know of it. So how shaitan will try in different times of a person's life, that the amal he did, how to bring some riya in there, some show, somebody heard about it, and the amal got destroyed. Allah Ta'ala save us. And this was the fikr of Sahaba Ikram also, that every amal we do, whether it should be done in secrecy, with ikhlas and sincerity, accordingly they tried their best. What had to be done in open, they did it, and they also, the heart will change. Whether for Allah, not for Allah, O Nabi of Allah, how do we handle this now? People are seeing us going in the path of Allah. People are seeing us for salah. Now to hide that amal, oh, it is apparent. Now to do it with sincerity. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said to him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he had this concern, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned him, oh Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that this can happen to a person, that a person will do an amal, but riya, ostentation, sum'a, to show off, people will hear about it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this type of shirk, what you call shirk khafi, the very hidden type of shirk where a person does amal and actions for others to come to know about it. Whether it's uploaded, we're going for hajj, we're going for umrah, nobody knows about it. But now I want to put it online on status, or on Instagram or Facebook, we're here in umrah right now. Or we went to Madina Munawwara, you go enter from this door, come out from that door, these are the times. Nobody asked you. But I have to make it known that I am here right now and with the whole family. Allah Ta'ala kept it hidden from everyone. And there was sincerity. Now just few taps of the phone, the entire dunya came to know about it. Now they heard I'm here. Now the riya came in also. So how shaitan will destroy a person's amal sitting in the haram of Makkah Mukarramah also, in Madina Munawwara. Now to be hidden, it's only me and my Allah. Those are family members that yes, they are concerned, they know we are there. Now, for them, alhamdulillah, we are making dua for you all, make dua for our acceptance. Doesn't mean we are here every year, we are accepted. Here ulama say also, we are going every year for hajj and umrah, doesn't mean we are accepted. Allah is allowing you. Whether he's accepted, the signs of acceptance are after the hajj and umrah, there's a visible difference. The sunnahs are coming onto the face, or to the garb, person's libas, his hair, his amal. So coming back, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that this type of shirk, which is so secret, that you bring the action for someone to come to know about it. Might not be now, but later on, Shaitan can trick you again. How to bank that amal? How to preserve it? Till you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is one amal is preserved by Allah. From Shafi rahmatullah alayhi will say, that at least do one such amal in your life. At least do one such amal in your life which is so, so secret that nobody ever comes to know about it. That if on the day of Qiyamah, if all your amal fail you, this one amal I've got banked, this spare wheel, at that time, ya Allah, I can pull it out, ya Allah, I did this only for you. Whether some amal of the heart also, the wife made me so upset, and I forgive her only for the sake of Allah, ya Allah, because she belongs to you, she's your slave, and I'm also your slave. Ya Allah, I'll forgive her for your pleasure. Qiyamah says, you forgive me. Only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. On the day of Qiyamah, He says, now you can pull out that amal. Ya Allah, it is only for you. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that this shirk and the show ostentation is such a secret thing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's even more secret and more stealthily it will come into your heart. Min dabi bin naml. Even more secret and more hidden and more silent than the footsteps of ants also. You won't even hear it. On a dark night, dark rock, and a black ant walking, you can't even hear it. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam saying to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that this type of shirk can come into your heart, you won't even know about it. O Nabi of Allah, will be destroyed. You won't even know. How do we save ourselves? Abu Bakr, read this dua. Read this dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Qudrat will save you. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. We can all repeat the dua inshallah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka bima la a'lam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. O Allah, we seek refuge in you. An ushrika bika, that we ascribe any partners unto you. Our salah only for Allah. Dua only for Allah. Wazifas, Quran only for Allah. Umrah, Hajj only for Allah. Ya Allah, we seek refuge in you. That we ascribe any partners to you. Wa ana a'lamu. Whilst I am aware of it, I know of it. My heart is turning right now. It's doing for a certain person. Ya Allah, I seek refuge in you. Ya Allah, you save me. Wa astaghfiruka. And Ya Allah, I seek istighfar, tawbah, repentance and your forgiveness. I seek your forgiveness, lima la a'lam, of those a'mal that I have no knowledge that I have done without sincerity. Ya Allah, I seek forgiveness for it. Abu Bakr, read this dua. We read it after Fajr Salah one time, after Maghrib Salah also one time. And when the heart is tested, it happens to all of us, the businessman also. He gives somebody a discount. Somebody will hear, a very kind person, not charging. Ikhlas is such a thing. The alim of deen also, I meet this person with a bigger smile, because he'll do me a favor. That person, I don't know him, so no big smile for him. Musalli walked in the masjid, met that alim with a bigger smile. This is my child's ustaz. But the smile was, so he sees him right in class. Other person, I don't have to give a big smile. The heart is tested all the time. Ya Allah, save me from this type of ascribing partners. Anything I do is only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So whether we read this after Fajr, after Maghrib, or before an amal, sometimes the heart is being tested, or after the amal, after the action, whether after Hajj, after Umrah, after Salah, after spending, being kind to someone, give someone a lift, Ya Allah, is only for you. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka bima la a'lam. O Abu Bakr, Allah will save you from the shirk which is so secret, even more stealthily and silent than the footsteps of ants. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to become one.